Unit 4. Lesson 13. Exercise 1. Listen and fill in the words.
1. Professor Lee and his wife arrived here last night. 2. Welcome to our city.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
3. Have you ever visited Guangdong before?
4.
She has been to a lot of interesting places.
5.
A few years ago, I bought a beautiful painting.
6.
I have visited the factory many times.
7.
They decided to buy some pieces of Foshan pottery.
8.
We have been to this village before.
9.
This statue is 1,000 years old.
10.
They brought a lot of photos back from their holiday.
Exercise 4. Listen and answer the questions.
Good morning, Mr. Wu. Welcome to our city.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Have you been in Guangzhou for long?
No, I haven't. I only arrived this morning.
No wonder you look tired.
I am a little tired.
Have you ever visited Guangzhou before?
Yes, I have. I came for a meeting 2 years ago. But I only stayed for 1 day, because I had another meeting in London the next day.
What a pity! How long are you going to stay this time?
I'll have to work for 2 days. After that, I'll have a holiday for 4 days. I've never visited any of your interesting places. I've never been to any of the parks or old buildings.
Well, there are lots of interesting places to see here. Enjoy yourself here in our flower city.
Thank you. Lesson 14. Exercise 1. Listen and fill in the words in the conversation.
Have you ever been to Guangzhou before?
Yes, I visited Guangzhou in 1998.
How did you like it?
Very much. The people there are friendly, and it is a beautiful city.
Have you ever had Guangdong food?
Yes, of course.
How do you like it?
It's delicious. I like it very much.
Have you ever been to the Guangzhou restaurant?
Yes, it's a good place to eat. I had my breakfast there one morning. I ate a lot of dim sum. Exercise 2. Listen and circle an answer. Then talk about your answers in class. 1. Have you ever visited Guilin? 2. Has your mother ever been to Beijing? 3. How often have you played shuttlecock this month? 4. How many English words have you learned? 5. How many cities have you visited? 6. How often have you been late for school? Exercise 3. Listen and fill in the words.
1.
My grandfather was born in a small town.
2.
Shahe is in the northeast of Guangzhou.
3.
Many boats sail on the river.
4.
How many bridges are there in Guangzhou?
5.
What have you done today? Which city is the capital of Hunan? Have you been there?
Exercise 4. Listen and say if the sentences are true or false. Circle T or F.
I live in a small city. It stands beside a wide river at the foot of hill. In the old days, it was a sad town. It wasn't clean. There were some old buildings in the street. The streets weren't wide. But now, it is a beautiful place. Everything is different. It has many tall buildings and wide streets now. They have planted trees everywhere. People have pulled down some of the old buildings. And there are new schools, cinemas, shops, and a hospital. Near the river, there are new offices, hotels, and a big park. I love the city, and I love its people.
Lesson 15. Exercise 4. Listen and repeat.
1. Black. Blackboard. Blow. Blue. 2. Bread. Break. Breakfast. Bridge. Bright. Brightly. Spring. British. Brother. Brown. Brush. 3. Draw. Dress. Drink. Drive. Driver. Dry. 4. Place. Plain. Plant. Plate. Player. Playground. Please. 5. Practice. Present. Problem. 6. Twelfth. 12. 20. Twice.
Lesson 16. Exercise 4. Listen and answer the questions.
Shenzhen is a new city in South China. It is north of Hong Kong and south of Guangzhou. We can get there from Guangzhou by train. Shenzhen was a small town 30 years ago. Now it is a big city. They have built tall buildings, and you can see many new shops, factories, hotels, restaurants, schools, and hospitals. If you go to Shenzhen, you should visit two places. One is Window of the World. There you can see many of the most interesting statues and buildings in the world. Another place is Splendid China. In this park you can see some of the most beautiful buildings in China.